15 months since the heart attack, and not one move in the right direction. That's hard to face sometimes. What can you say? What's the explanation? Especially at night, in the wee slight moments after the pillows calm down, and it's just you, in the choking quiet of the room, and the woke-up fears sweep down like white bats from the ceiling. There's not only Clonopin, you can't give up there. There's Ativan, Wellbutrin, Prozac, Levacor, Zoloft, Lithium, all manner of benzodiazepines, and these things will calm you down. And you never know how much of the right one will set you back down to Earth. And doctors, hundreds waiting on warm chairs, not 5 minutes from where you live, hands on laps, fingers tapping. A million answers ready right at the tip of my tongue and right off the top of my head. And I'll go on until you understand and accept this help. Because I know the solution is in here somewhere, because I can see so clearly from where I am. We can all see it clearly, what's ailing you. It's so obvious, it's so clear. Just 1 minute in the right direction, one meal, one workout, one session with the right doctor prescribing the right medication. Pick your battles, that's the ticket, start small. These things can be done, they're done all the time, success stories. Start with the diet, and just keep the focus there. Lay down a menu you're happy with. Chicken can be done 1,000 ways, and these new sweeteners they have, you can't even tell. And of course, you can call any time. Why don't you call? You never call. When you get like this, why don't you just call? It's not a burden, not at all. Not calling is the burden, don't you see? Look what happens when you don't call. We get to this point of crisis where nothing works. And for everyone, I mean. It's all broke down like a glass shattered at the bottom of a well. And we can't even reach down to gather up the pieces. And I'm saying, let's stop it before the glass has to fall down the well. We can keep the glass safely in hand. But you have to help out on your end, and let us know it's slipping. All with the goal and to the point eventually, where you don't take every Christ-forsaken small wet breeze of baby stranger's breath the wrong way personally. It's not about you and you're making these assumptions and that just creates a whole drama. But then shame all over from all these poisons, and then guilty from the guilt and shame from the shame, and then each to each, pouring back and forth endlessly these bad feelings. Until you just feel bad about feeling bad. And it may even be the original bad feeling has gone away, and you just can't tell. Of course, it may be that the pressures and the burdens and the incoming, ongoing new ideas of ways to treat what ails you might, in fact, be a part of the problem. But you don't believe in something here, and that's fair. Why would you? I've never followed anyone's advice. I've never done a single thing anyone said. And who has, really? Is that even ever how it's done? The heart wants what it wants, the man said. And who can deny it? And what does yours want? And it doesn't matter if the whole world lines up to say they love you, because there's no penetration. Loving yourself means a lot of things, and the first step toward that is a mystery. And the only clue I have is that when you weep, when you break down, there's love in there somewhere, rising up in the darkness, covered over in the sadness and the grief. Otherwise, there would be no feeling. But there is feeling, and you can dig there if you like, or not. It's fine no matter what, and that's the grace of the world, and there's peace there if you want it.